Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It says in the Bible, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It also says in the Bible, perfect love casts out fear. Now those who mock the faith will say, aha, there's a contradiction. On the one hand, it's telling you to fear the Lord and be wise. On the other hand, it's telling you to not be afraid if you have perfect love. So which is it? Wisdom or love? Seems like you can't have it both ways, you silly Christians. But contradictions like these are constructs of narrow logic without any distinctions or discernment about the complexity of a relationship. What I mean, for example, is my complex relationship with my country, the USA. I can fear, love, and be perturbed about my country all at the same time. Fear. I can fear or respect the fact that my country has the power to apply punishments for laws if I break them. Love. I can love my country for what it stands for and the good that it does. Be perturbed. I can be perturbed when my country falls short. These things, fear, love, and perturbedness, are not contradictions. They can be held within the same mind all at the same time. Because relationships are complex. It depends on which angle you approach the relationship from. So Luther said in the Small Catechism, we are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Now, do me a favor and substitute the word God with the word Jesus. It's okay to do. Don't fear. It's all right. Do it. For did you notice in today's text who it was that was walking on water? And who it is who calmed the storm when he got into the boat with the disciples? It was Jesus. No previous prophet had ever done that. Walked on water, calmed storms. What does that mean about this Jesus? Who is he? Isn't it the same person who turned water into wine? Who healed diseases? Who multiplied the loaves? Who even raised the dead? What is the right way to approach and react to Jesus? What will it be like when you see and meet him? The disciples in today's text, when they saw Jesus walking on water, were in great terror. They were afraid. First, the storm, which was making their headway painful, as it says in the text, and now this, a man without water skis and no motorboat in front of him is walking and not sinking down into the sea. They feared who it was and what it meant. Friend or foe, man, ghost, or God? They didn't seem to know quite yet. But with the fullness of Scripture, we know. It is right to fear God, because God has power to punish and to bless. God creates out of nothing. He carries out justice. His powerful ways split the sea so that Israel could walk through on dry ground. He sent a flood to destroy the earth. He gave Noah instructions to build a boat so that he would be saved. He walks on water. He is more powerful than us, and we ought to respect that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is also right to love God, because He teaches us to love. He loved us first. And when Jesus saw the disciples fearing the storm, He came to them, walking above the deep sea. And here's why. Here's what He said to them. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. When you approach God the Father, as Moses approached God in the burning bush, remember what he had to do? He had to take off his shoes, bow down as though dead, and fear the Lord. That's what he did, because he was on holy ground. When you approach God in His holiness, when you approach God the Father, when you approach God the Holy Spirit, without the fullness of knowing what God means and wants, it's a little bit unnerving. It's right to be afraid. It's right to react in certain ways because you don't know what He wants. But when you approach God in the man Jesus Christ, or rather when He approaches you, though He has all the power and the glory of God the Father and the Spirit, there is no need to fear. For the complex relationship that we have with God is most of all defined now by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus was sent for you and your salvation, to show His forgiveness and reconciliation with God. By the cross and by the open tomb, we know our future with God. We know what God wants for us. God is holy, yet God is also love. And God's love is chiefly revealed to us in Jesus. So perfect Jesus is perfect love. And this perfect love casts out fear. So that we have a God that we can trust. And the trust that we have says no matter what storm, no matter what pain we face, God is for you. He's not against you. God is on your side. He walks on water. He splits the sea. He has power to save. He gets in the boat with you. He even suffers in your place and rose on the third day. Take heart. It is Jesus. Don't be afraid. He is a man like you. Yet He is the three in one, like God. Take heart. Do not be afraid. Jesus coming in the flesh, Jesus walking on the water, Jesus getting into the boat, Jesus calming the storm, are all visions of God's grace for you, sinner. For God comes powerfully and graciously for you. Fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Or in other words, fear, love, and trust in Jesus above all things. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.